Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, returning now to Romans 6 and verse 19, we are coming to the last part of the verse. The first part of the verse, you remember, was an instructive digression in which Paul explained why he was using extensive illustrations with the Roman Christians when, in fact, that isn't always the best way to teach. But nevertheless, he uses it here because of the weakness of their flesh. In other words, their immaturity, their being babes in Christ rather than mature. And so he says in verse 19, I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh, for just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. And Paul is explaining here why it is necessary for a true child of God to give himself habitually to the service of righteousness. And that is the second half of verse 19. And what is he saying? There's a parallel involved here. For as, even so, type of language. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness, so now, or even so, depending on what translation you're looking at, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. So what he's saying is that both types of slavery, both the slavery that we were involved in before conversion and after, both are dynamic. They are living processes. But the one in the child of God is steadily deteriorating, whereas the other is steadily progressing. And either the grim process of moral deterioration or the glorious process of moral transformation is going on in the life of every individual. And which one is going on reveals the state and soul's condition of that individual. Those who are experiencing gradual moral deterioration over time are those who are unconverted. They are no sons of God. And there's only one way to progress, and that's downward, gradually downward, ever downward. And those who are experiencing the gradual process of moral transformation, being made into the image of Christ, are the children of God. And there's only one direction for the children of God to go, and that is upward, not perfectly, and not without interruption. But nevertheless, that's the overall direction of the soul of every true child of God. God is transforming his children. God is completing salvation's process, which he has begun in the lives of all of his children. God is conforming all of his children into the image of Jesus Christ. So, if you are not progressing in holiness, then the question is, are you truly a child of God? And that is a legitimate question, and one that you ought to ask yourself. And if you do not detect progress in holiness, that is not proof necessarily that you are not a child of God, because the fact of the matter is, the more you progress in holiness, the more you are able to see your sin and to see more of your sin. You see your sin more clearly, so sometimes you get a sense that you are going backwards instead of forwards when what is actually happening is your enlightenment is growing to enable you to detect sin with greater accuracy. Sins that didn't bother you before bother you now and increasingly bother you. They grow in the way they are bothering you. And so you feel like you are going backwards when actually that in itself may be marking forward progress. So don't pin all of your conclusions on the way you feel at any one particular time. Sometimes the greatest evidence of salvation is you are being troubled about the possibility that you may not be a child of God at all. Now, I don't tell anybody if they're being troubled about their soul salvation that they have no reason to be troubled, that they have no cause to fear. I never presume to tell a person whether or not they are truly saved or not. I will, however, sometimes pass a pastor's opinion on to them, but make it clear that this is not an infallible opinion. It may be entirely wrong. I cannot see the heart. Only God knows for sure. And only the Holy Spirit can give the kind of assurance that is valid and is the kind you can rest your soul upon. But sometimes when people come to me and are most troubled about their salvation, and as I listen to them and they explain to me why they're troubled, sometimes while they're feeling very troubled, I'm feeling very encouraged. Because I see in what they're saying, I hear in what they're saying, the marks of one in whom the Holy Spirit of God is at work to make them very, very sensitive to their sins and failures. Something that is not characteristic of an unconverted person. But the fact of the matter is that every true child of God is making upward progress in righteousness, and every unconverted person is making downward progress, or regress, we might say, in moral deterioration. And again, that may not be steady downward progress any more than sanctification is always steady upward progress. Sometimes in sanctification, we take two steps forward, one step back, three steps forward, two steps back. Occasionally, even take one step forward and two steps back before we are moved along by the Holy Spirit to take several more forward steps. And that's the way it goes. The overall direction is constantly upward, but there's a lot of little dips along the way. If you could write it out as a chart on a graph, it would be a lot of little ups and downs, peaks and valleys. It looked like a lot of little mountain peaks, but still, there would be steady progress in a zigzag fashion from the low point at the left part of the graph to the higher point on the right part of the graph. You'd be heading upward. And likewise, with the unconverted, they may not always be going down. Every day may not be worse than the day before. They may even have some periods of upward progress where they determined to make some changes in their lives. They're going to reform themselves. They're going to make some real progress, and they will accomplish that for a while in the strength of their own flesh and their own determination and will. But there will always be that long-term deterioration. We've all known people who, the older they got, the meaner they got. The crankier they got, the more complainy they got, the more wicked they got, the more foul-mouthed they became, the more off-color became their language. And though not everybody displays their deterioration in such an open way, that is the way it happens in the lives of all unredeemed people. Because there's only one way to go, and that is to increasingly manifest the depravity of the human heart. It doesn't get better, folks. It only gets worse until transformed by the grace of God. And when transformed by the grace of God, it will only get better and better and better until we are with the Lord. But we have a responsibility in this. And Paul first talks about our former activity, and then secondly about our present responsibility. And he says in verse 19 about our former activity, "For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, you yielded your capacities as bond slaves to sinful pursuits before you were saved, to uncleanness, to vileness, to pollution that defiles, to iniquity, to lawlessness, and the result was an expansion of your pursuits unto incremental defilement and growing bondage to sin." That's the way it was before Christ rescued you out of your sin. But now, he says, "So now present your members as slaves of righteousness unto holiness." And that's our present responsibility, to yield our capacities, our members, our abilities, our mind, our hands, our feet, our eyes, everything about us, to yield them continually, regularly, deliberately, willfully, as bond slaves to righteousness. We must continually make choices to righteous conduct, doing what is right, according to the Word of God, saying no to sin, and yes to godliness. No to what is wrong, yes to what is right. No to disobeying God, yes to obedience to God, whether we understand why or not. Continually conforming ourselves to the Word of God. And the result is increasing holiness, increasing sanctification, increasing inward godliness. And doing right regularly and habitually will improve your inward condition if you are a regenerated child of God. And what Paul is saying is simply this: be just as wholehearted for God as you used to be for sin. You used to serve sin with your whole being. Now, you've been saved by the grace of God, by the blood of Jesus Christ. So now, serve Christ as wholeheartedly as you used to serve sin. Be as zealous for righteousness as you used to be for sin. Be as dedicated to righteousness as you used to be to sin. Be as energetic and clever in your pursuit of holiness as you used to be in your pursuit of sin. Christians should serve righteousness with the same devotion as unbelievers serve sin. That is, serve themselves, serve their money, serve lusts, serve pleasure, serve the acquiring of power. And if that is your condition and that is your desire, then you are certainly a child of God, but we all need more help. We're not any of us doing this as well as we should. And if you don't seem to have any inclination toward this at all, toward righteousness, then the question is, why not? And that's a very important question. Why not? You must not be a true child of God. Therefore, go to Christ and ask Him to cleanse your sin-sick soul. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.